gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Happy post-election day! Everybody, Jackie, get in the cuddle puddle.
Good morning!
Everybody, get in the cuddle puddle. Let's start floating.
Oh, this is unseemly.
I don't care. This is the longest election ever. It's over! Wow. Wow. What a, I can't help myself. Back at DeSales Catholic High School. Just back to my pep rally. You got mud on your face. Does this go into We Are the Champions? I hope so.
Later on.
How long do we have?
Probably about 2 minutes.
Well, we rocked them. We rocked the boat, yes. My friends. Good job, everybody. Good job. Mama's proud.
How about this? Did you think this morning that we would say we didn't know the results out of Florida yet and it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You and your inconsequential little state, Jackie.
What is going on with Florida? Why can't they get their crap together?
Yeah, what up? What up?
Yeah, I used to keep a personal blog, and I had a friend who would submit a post every week that was called WTF is up with Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
And every week it was a new story about some ridiculousness going on in Florida.
Wow. What a night, ladies and gentlemen. And plus the states, it really was not close. The president took Wisconsin, Virginia, Ohio, right? I mean,
but it was
Colorado.
But it was close in the popular vote, though. It was very close.
Landslide victory for LGBT rights. We've got, hello, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Woot! Where do I even start? I'm going to explode. I'm so excited.
Is it fair to say that the country is waking up?
Yeah.
And they're getting smart about this sort of thing? Like, let's move ahead. Let's be progressive with our values and watching out for each other and civil rights and all of the things that we've been moving ahead on. Let's
forward?
Keep going.
Have we been moving forward, Jackie? Yes. Is that your point?
Oh, is that the word you were looking for?
I was looking for the word forward.
Well, yes. But I think you also have to thank people like Harvey Wasserman and Bob Fitrakis and Brad Friedman and, all the others who were warning about all the pitfalls and the shenanigans.
No, I mean, shining a light on it's the best disinfectant.
And that's what helped propel people to stand in line for hours and hours and hours and hours.
I'm going to take total credit for that. I'm going to take total credit for it, yes.
But, okay.
Well, that was a big Twitter hashtag last night, was stay in line.
Stay in line.
Greg Palast.
Because they wanted people who were on their phones and bored and standing in line to vote in Florida and Ohio and Virginia after the polls closed to not move because it still mattered.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a picture of kids around the world with the I Voted sticker. Obama's victory celebration around the world. Yeah.
They're allowed to vote around the world?
It's just a picture.
Well, the one.
It's just a picture of people.
You listening to
Everybody's happy this morning.
What are we mailing? An I Voted sticker to someone in a foreign country?
Yes, I voted in Burkina Faso.
Well, yesterday also proved that the Koch brothers just couldn't buy an election.
No.
Sheldon Adelson
couldn't
buy an
election. Can't buy you love.
I'm pretty much right about everything all the time, including former and future Alan Grayson, who joins us this morning.
Yeah.
They used that line at his victory party, former and future.
They did. To introduce him.
Yes. It was a good night. It was a good night. Where do we even start? We got to unpack this thing, Jackie. There's so much to talk about, right?
Yeah. I was thinking last night as we were doing our continuous current coverage.
Oh, you poor thing.
Did you sleep in a little sleeping bag?
I'm still continuing. I did get a little bit of sleep, which is good. But you know, you wake up groggy with like an election hangover.
Yeah.
Not that we were drinking, but that you're just drunk on success and
I was drinking.
Relief.
And a job well done.
Yeah, I mean, you just feel good. It feels good. And I really did say at one point last night, like, I can't breathe until I've seen something from Virginia or Ohio or Florida. Like, it was like those were the states where it was just like, let's get something in.
Let's talk about Fox News. Okay. This is, first of all, I have to say, I don't know why, you know, everybody was saying, I mean, of course, last time was so historic and so unbelievable, and we all cried, and, you know, I remember I was having a party last time, and I remember just that feeling of shock, and remember how quickly it happened? You were like, oh my God, when the Chiron went up, you know, Barack Obama elected, you know, president.
Well, when Karl Rove saw that Obama took Ohio, and it looked like he went and made in his pants, you know, that's when I knew we had it. Last night, when I heard we took Pennsylvania, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just happening.
Can you feel Karl Rove spiral into irrelevancy as we speak? I can.
Well, there's a lot of money that got thrown away, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about what? How much money in total? $300 million, something like that?
$1 million.
Yeah. Yep. Down the drain.
Right,
nothing.
My point is, this time, for some reason, for me, felt even sweeter because this man has had to put up with so much crap, so much incredible, racist, horrible crap for the last 4 years. This felt even sweeter to me for some reason, you know, the second time around, as they say. So my point is...
You've been listening to the Sinatra channel again, haven't you?
Yes, all the time. But anyway, so this is so... The minute it went up, because it happened so fast, right?
Yeah.
Like you hear Ohio, and then you knew the minute it was Ohio, then the Chyron went up right away, reelected. And I was like, oh my God! And you start screaming and dancing, and then immediately you tune to Fox News.
Yeah.
Well, there's this weird balance on election night in general of who gets it first and who gets it right, and the networks are always trying to outdo each other. And, and so... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, but no, Jackie, but did you watch? You probably couldn't because you were working, so let me explain this because it's just such a...
We didn't watch, but I did see on Twitter as it came in, like, what's happening on Fox? There's a meltdown. Yeah. Are you watching?
It was a funeral.
But it was like, if anything showed you what a parallel partisan universe we live in. So Fox News declares Ohio for President Obama, like every other network. The Chyron is the president reelected. Basically, the on-air... They just wouldn't believe it because Karl Rove said, no, wait a minute, about Ohio, thinking that'll work again.
And so Megyn Kelly had to walk to...
Let me tell the story! Okay.
I watched it, too!
Okay, I gotta tell the story because I explode.
You're not gonna take this joy away from her, Chris.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Having a moment.
I'm gonna take my Christmas Fox pinky. Because I'm like, Jim, I tune immediately for the Schadenfreude. Like, I can't...
Yeah.
I mean, I will be... You know what? I'll be waiting for Rush Limbaugh's show, like, in advance with a box of wine. But anyway, so this is what happens, Jackie. It turns into, like, a skit of some... It's just the weirdest... So they have declared the president reelected Ohio, and then suddenly there's all this sort of commotion, and Karl Rove's in the background, and no, he says wait, and then they send the camera crew to follow Megyn Kelly all the way down into the basement where their counting
is taking place.
Right, to badger them about whether they're right.
What are you doing?
About Ohio, so she's like sticking a microphone in their own pollster's face.
And they're like, we're right.
We're like, how confident are you? Are you sure about
Ohio? We're sure.
About these outstanding, they're like,
No.
We have complete confidence in our call. Ohio has gone to President Obama, and she just kept like, it was hilarious. And then they cut back to who's that befuddled anchor with the dark hair?
Oh, Brian Kilmeade.
No. The dark hair anchor guy. He was the one anchoring at the time.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Who does it matter? No. Anyway.
Who wants to bet that Saturday Night Live is going to do the best send-up at that moment?
Brett Baer.
So Brett Baer is like, he's like going like this and turning. But I'm like, he's like Karl Rove in the background, and he's like, we'll be right back with Karl Rove, who has I don't know what it was, like a reply. Like, I love this. Again, two sets of math. Like, Karl Rove will be back with his, like,
with
response.
His math.
Whatever. It's like, okay. But I mean, literally. So, and then the Romney camp, of course, is following what Fox News, they refuse to concede, right? So there's all this sort of confusion.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, they're not conceding Ohio, even though the president's now been declared, reelected. So now they're like, he's not conceding, and Karl Rove is saying this, and they're going to dispute Ohio. So that's going on for, like an hour or something?
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
I mean, basically, it was a revolt by Fox anchors.
Yeah.
They just refused to say... tried to inject, like, confusion.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Well, he didn't even need Ohio at that point. I mean, that was the other thing, too, is that he had enough electoral
votes. Well, they hadn't been called yet.
They hadn't
Ohio
called Colorado.
Was,
if he had won Colorado, then it would have been over. But they hadn't called Colorado yet. They called Ohio before they called Colorado.
Right. Then obviously the writing was
but
on the wall.
But then soon afterwards, Colorado was called, and it was all over.
And it didn't matter anymore.
Oh, it was just a skit. Megyn
Kelly said, is Colorado really a state?
I don't think so.
It was hilarious. They're reporting literally something different than is on their Chyron.
Right.
President Obama wins Ohio and has been reelected president.
Yeah. And it also contradicts the email, breaking news alert that they sent out to people like me. So
I have it on good authority.
They had to recall that email news alert while they got their crap together in the newsroom.
Picture, like Karl Rove just like on his cell phone. It was like, the Koch brothers, like Charlie Brown's teacher.
I'm sorry.
Hang on. I'm trying. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Ohio isn't part of Canada.
Yeah. And now on Fox and Friends this morning, they're in the anger portion of because Brian Kilmeade said America's the shallowest nation on earth after last night.
Wait, we're shallow?
Yes,
shallow.
Because
we
voted
the guy with
right Texans? Because we voted solely on what happened after Hurricane Sandy. That's what Brian Kilmeade says.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I do tune in for the whining.
Yeah. I listen to it on the radio sometimes to and from work.
Okay.
It gets me fired up.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only time that I subject myself to that kind of torture.
I'm going to sign up for a full day of whining from, Limbaugh and then Hannity, and I got to...
Whatever!
I just can't wait. Where are they? They were like denial last night, Chris. Now they're in anger.
Yeah.
And then bargaining will be by this afternoon.
Yes.
And then by the evening shows.
Brett Hume will start bargaining once he gets on the air.
And Limbaugh just ordered a huge shipment of OxyContin.
Yeah. And a giant, I don't know, donut.
Oh, boy. I fell asleep before the president spoke. You know what, because I was a little nervous. I was a little drinky last night. I have to. It's a little drinky, a little nervous.
You're a little drinky every night.
Mm. I made it through Mitten's speech. Which, by the way, someone said if he'd been like that during the campaign, he might
have been.
He was lovely and conciliatory and
he
blah,
might have had
blah,
a better
blah.
Campaign.
Although I did read an analysis this morning that it just barely cleared the mark of what's acceptable in acceptance speeches. Not to gloat the morning after,
but
they were just saying that it was, it wasn't, nothing in there. It wasn't, the nation has spoken and I support this president.
Right.
It was like, Ann and I will pray for him. Good luck.
I know. No, it was really short, and you could tell it was not what the supporters wanted. He just was like, eh.
Well, they were
I'm
reporting that he
my...
didn't even write one. He didn't even write
right.
a concession speech.
That's
he was so confident that he just wrote an acceptance speech and left it at that.
Yeah. That's like something I write on a Chardonnay napkin. That was, I'm, we're, whatever, it's over. Bye.
Yeah. We're going to go count our money. Screw you.
We're going to go back to our car elevator. We'll see. Anyway, what a night, what a night. Thanks, guys, for the debate special.
Yeah,
that
was
not
fun.
Debate special, mm-hmm. election special.
Oh.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Dear God, we're exhausted.
The question is, who won the ping pong match? I don't know that we had a definitive answer to that either.
Yeah, they sat us at a ping pong table.
Yeah, or like a foosball table. I felt like.
Well, no, there was a net across the middle of us.
Ping pong table, you see.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
You don't have that in foosball.
Got it. Okay.
You have goals.
Listen, I'm still drunk. Nobody talk to me now. Jackie Schechner going on hour number 633 and still coherent. Awesome. Thank you, honey. We'll see you next time.
Sponsored by caffeine.
Yes.
See you at the top of the hour.
Bye, guys.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was worth it to tune in to Morning Joe, not just to see the look of dejection, but also they've all been up like 75 hours. Which
right.
Is, yeah.
Although Mika looked lovely.
She looked a little sleepy.
A little sleepy.
Yeah. All right.
But her hair was perfect.
Werewolves of London.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough was not happy this morning.
No.
Virginia! We lost Virginia! Twice in a row. Now he's going to have to grow a mustache, isn't he?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, he was right with his original analysis of the Romney campaign. All right. 19 minutes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah. All bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Good luck with all y'all's party. Mm. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Damn it, Jim. You made me snarf on my keyboard again. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel that's a beautiful day. So let it get away.
Tonight, more than 200 years after a former colony won the right to determine its own destiny, the task of perfecting our union moves forward.
Woo! 25 minutes.
It's not
after
a beautiful day for Donald Trump.
Oh,
his
he's calling for what? Revolution?
Yeah.
He said we should march in the streets.
He said the Lusa won last night.
Yeah.
Which
guess what?
A total sham and a travesty. Our country's now in serious and unprecedented trouble like never before. That's what unprecedented means, you moron.
Yeah, I think it was mainly an STFU Donald Trump vote last night from America. Yeah. Take that. Didn't Mark Cuban offer to give money to charity if he shaves his head?
Shaves his head.
He offered him $1 million if he shaves whatever that woodland creature is on his head.
A little more family friendly than what Stephen Colbert offered.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Which we played that by accident.
Okay. By the way, can I ask something really superficial?
Yes.
What was going on with Diane Sawyer last night?
I didn't see
no
her.
No idea.
Oh,
I didn't see her.
I think she mixed some heads with her vodka.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just happy.
I don't know. The Twitterverse kind of exploded
Kevin in Nashville. They would have about me, but I waited until I got off the air. Okay. Who is this? Kevin in Nashville. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, baby.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm happy that Obama won.
Yeah.
I'm disabled, and I really thought that Romney would throw my disabled check out. I worked for 30 years to get my Social Security, and I don't want him to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think a lot of people were afraid about a lot of things in terms of just the term Romney administration would make me go, Gaya, gack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It wouldn't have even been good for comedy, because he's not...
No.
Funny.
No,
he doesn't...
It went too into the scary to be funny.
Yeah.
Too into the sad to be funny. So... Uh-huh. Oh, dear. So that's why it's good that he was losing his election.
That's Mitt the Flip-Flopper. That's Mitt in the spotlight. Losing his election.
Here.
Trying to keep Ohio, too. And he knows now that he can't do it. Oh, no, he spends too much. Like more than enough. I thought that I heard him laughing at 47%. I think I thought I saw Mitt try.
Yay,
Rocky Mountain Mike. Let's get back to the main topic today, and that is that I am always right.
So is Nate Silver.
I'm just saying, I'm watching, David Gregory and my other nemesis is on the TV today. What do I say about this stupid mainstream media? Every storyline ends up being wrong. I've had to hear for a few, it's so tight, it's so tight. Oh, the president's doing this and that wrong. And it didn't end up being that close, even.
There was an anchor on ABC News this morning who said, nobody could have imagined that the Electoral College vote would have been such a wide margin.
Speaking of people that are right, how much ass is Nate Silver going to get this weekend? You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Hello.
Gay or otherwise.
Yeah, you can suck on his big gay numbers, everybody. Yeah, because that's what he became, like the pinata in right-wing world. That always wrong. Nate Silver, once again, was eerily accurate in his forecast.
Absolutely.
And
Nate, we trust.
Yes, thank you. And Dick Morris and Rush Limbaugh, once again, completely wrong.
Yeah.
Remember? I told you. I told you.
It's going to be a Mitt Romney land. We have to go back and find the sound bites.
I told you it's going to be a landslide.
You didn't read your right-wing world list this morning, did you?
Oh, is he there?
Yes.
It's going to be a landslide for Mitt Romney. Like I'm a mudslide.
All right, David Bender joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Ah, that first sip. Burned your throat just a little bit. But then when it hits your head, it's like, oh, yeah.
Is that Diane Sawyer? Oh, stop it.
You know,
I want to buy her a drink.
Some predictions are wrong. Who would have predicted that Diane Sawyer would be the one drunk on television yesterday and not me?
Not you, I know.
That was great.
Oh,
well, we don't know. I mean...
Allegedly.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
Okay, if you go to Gawker, they have like a compilation of her moments last night.
I brought booze, too, because I did the special I drank after. Look
at these tweets. You were driven, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, you didn't drink while driving.
Yes.
Let me just say
that. I was in the back seat, glug, glug,
yes,
glug.
Okay. I just want to get
that
out there.
I was very tense last night. Diane, I feel your pain. All right. Speaking of predictions, we just can't play this too many times today, can we? This was earlier this year.
Yeah.
Dick Morris.
I believe that, and I've said this before, and everybody either gives a sigh of relief or a cynical laugh, there is no chance that Obama will get reelected. Zilch, none, zip,
no,
nada.
Zero.
All right. And we're also, by the way, going to win 10 seats in the Senate.
Really?
Really? Okay.
Oh, Dick, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing really hard at you.
Wow. No chance of 10 seats in the Senate. No, I bet a gajillion dollars that he's never going to win. Oh, no. I'm not good for it.
Okay, what did I say yesterday? Nate Silver, always right. Dick Morris, always wrong. That was the thing that made me the most confident yesterday.
It's Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep. Nate Silver getting a lot of ass. Dick Morris,
not much. Not even.
Dick Morris is a big ass.
There's not even a prostitute toe to be found anywhere in Dick Morris's. And even prostitutes are like, oh, you were so wrong. That is such a turnoff.
I've never known anyone else who was all ass.
You couldn't even pay me to
made
you
of ass.
At this point. You are so wrong. Okay. We have our own Righty McRider
shirts.
David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Yay, David Bender. Yay.
Fellow Lancer, David Bender.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
Oh, my God. So you called me. Oh, it's looking good. And then literally it got declared for the president right after that. So I just hit redial. I'm like, oh, my God. That was our whole conversation.
And I thought, who is this screaming in my ear? It's Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer is drunk dialing me again.
Oh, my God.
Learn in the streets. Woo.
She's stealing your act. It's really not fair.
Well, you know what I think it is? We all have election fatigue. Any of us that have to cover this, we're like, it's only relief that we won, but this is over finally, but right?
It is over, and let's talk about what's over.
Yeah.
Alan West is over.
Yes, I know. Oh, my God.
I stayed up until the middle of the night. Now, Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, Michelle.
Is going, comedy wins. Michelle Bachmann is going back, but Alan Grayson is going back with her.
I know. But you know what? That was a squeaker. I got to say, Jim Graves.
It may be enough of a squeaker that there may be a recount.
Maybe. They've called it for her. It's possible they can do it. But right now, for sure, Joe Walsh is gone.
Yes.
Alan West is gone.
Yep.
And if you look at, you know, Dick Morris, we're going to take 10 seats in the Senate. If you look at the Senate now, we're talking about Tammy Baldwin.
Yep.
The first openly gay American ever to be elected to the United States Senate.
I know.
I mean, it's historic.
It's huge.
It is huge.
And shave that thing off your head. but think about the quality of the Democrats who are going in. It's not just Tammy Baldwin. It's Elizabeth Warren.
And excuse me, David, but how about this war? What else did I say? This war on women was not fictional. This was the year of the woman. I'm telling you what. I mean, not only do we have Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Tammy Baldwin, of course, Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch went down to defeat. It really, I'm telling you, they were like poking the woman bear with a stick.
Well, I've got to say what I said to you last night. It is women to rape nothing. And that is what happened. I mean, Todd Akin and Murdoch going down. Now, also in the middle of the night, in North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp has eked out a victory. She has been declared the winner. So there's yet another woman going. And that's a seat that the Republicans they were going to take.
Right, Tammy Duckworth, as you said. I mean, just fantastic. So many awesome new women, and it's so exciting.
I bet Todd Akin is feeling legitimately raped.
And now...
but it's God's will.
You know, you'd think that he would have had a way to shut down that whole electoral process if that were a legitimate...
you would think so. Carl Rove would think so.
Yes.
You just say it didn't happen.
Now, David, you know I like my pundits happy clappy, and I would never point out a friend being wrong. However, I do recall you saying back when we're going to lose the Senate. There's no way we're not going to lose the Senate.
And frankly, a year ago, absolutely. You look at it. We were defending 2/3 of the seats.
Yep.
But they put up these Tea Party candidates. They drop kicked this thing. They had it.
Yeah. Well, David,
who's the unhappiest guy in the world today? It's Mitch McConnell.
Well, I was just going to say, you've been a political strategist since Rutherford B. Hayes, as we know, and you can't write this stuff, right? I mean, you can't write that Todd Akin or Richard Murdoch were going to say things like they said. I mean, if you were their strategist, would you just be like, oh,
well, Let's look at the record. It's Christine O'Donnell. It's all these people.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, they had that seat in Indiana. Dick Lugar would have won with 70% of the vote.
Yep.
He always did. But they took on their own. They eat their own.
Well, this
and
is what we said.
Finally, they have eaten them all.
Is well, I was just going to say this. Is this the what we've said about the Tea Party? It sure feels on the overish side, doesn't it?
Well, yes, except. John Boehner still needs them to hold on being speaker. And now it's going to be interesting because the question is, will they keep him or will Eric Cantor try and take that job?
Ooh.
So much fun to watch.
Our friend Wayne Powell.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that was, I mean, but, you know, that was such a long shot. But, yeah he ran a great race.
He ran a great campaign.
David, let's talk about, I got a headline here from, where do you call it? Human Rights Campaign, landslide victory for LGBT equality up and down the
everywhere.
Ballot. Yeah.
Everywhere.
I mean, that was the other thing. I was with a friend last night that was saying the last election, that was the one thing we remember out here in California, this elation at having elected Barack Obama and the immediate punch in the stomach with of Prop 8.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago, and having left Grant Park and went back and saw the numbers coming in California, I remember feeling, like this whole sort of mixed feeling of elation and depression at the same time that my home state could do that. Well, now four states, after 32 consecutive losses, 0-32, no state had ever voted for marriage equality. Four states yesterday all voted for marriage equality. Yep. Washington State, Minnesota voted down same-sex marriage ban, and Maine and Maryland.
Yep.
So it's now, 4-36.
Yeah.
But we're 4-4 in this election, and that's amazing.
David, and that's what I was saying, that for some reason for me it feels even sweeter this time around because it feels more inclusive. It feels, and as I was saying, it's just this solid wall of obstructionism, nastiness, racism, whatever you want to call it, that this president has had to deal with. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? There was just, wasn't that an amazing feeling last night?
It was, and that's really, and the tone that he took, and it, going forward, which is what this has always been about, and you look at the numbers, you look at how young people voted, and the demographics here are only going to get better.
By the way, another media storyline that I've been talking about forever, I'm tired, how much do we hear this? Oh, the youth aren't going to turn out. Oh, there's an enthusiasm gap. Oh, it's so tight. And this is what I'm saying, David. This is why, this was just so, it was so gratifying, I think, for so many of us, because all of those stupid media storylines turned out to be wrong, right?
Well, they did turn out to be wrong. It was close in all of these battleground states. It was 2-3 points.
Right.
He won 8 or 9 million less votes than he did 4 years ago. But he will get 50% of the vote. He will be the first Democratic president, Bill Clinton never did it, to win re-election, or to win both elections with more than 50% since FDR.
Right.
David,
what does this mean for governing in terms of that the Senate now has actually gone even more Democratic? I mean, obviously in such a closely divided governance, what does that mean? Because we still...
Well, they can still filibuster. And this does come down to Mitch McConnell. He either makes a deal, and remember, he's up in 2 years. And the question is, does he want to hold on to power? Does he make a deal? And if he does he get primary? We're looking at John Boehner and Mitch McConnell have to make decisions now about whether or not they want to be leaders or hold on to their jobs.
I think Mitch McConnell's crawling back into his shell.
Into his terrarium. he's
always
nursing,
been a guy kind of guy.
He's nursing a vodka-soaked piece of lettuce this morning.
it is an amazing, amazing day, and I'm really proud of being American today. How about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. All right, honey, great to talk to you on this.
Love you guys.
And ProgressiveVoices.com.
Yay!
ProgressiveVoices.com, and a lot of them spoke yesterday.
That's right.
Exactly. Yay, woot, woot for us. Let's take a quick one. Get Kevin in D.C. calling to gloat. Hello, Kevin.
It's Slim Pickens.
All right. Get it out of your system. Go ahead.
I'll follow the president's example of conciliation tomorrow. But for now, despite the despicable, lying, revolting, race-baiting tactics of the Romney campaign, despite the disgusting attempts at voter suppression across the country, and despite the false narrative the media tried to paint about lack of enthusiasm for the president, Major campaigning activities are completed, and President Obama and prominent Democrats have prevailed.
All right, all right. Everybody's got to get it out of their system.
In other
all
words,
right.
Suck on that, bitches.
All right, and that. All right. All right. I did shoot one spitball at David Gregory this morning. Stuck on
you
the TV.
You weren't the only one.
Oh.
45.
So that's what's on Chuck Todd's chin.
Sorry. It's not his goatee. It's my watch. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
On this perfect day, nothing's standing in my way.
Tonight, in this election, you, the American people, reminded us that while our road has been hard, while our journey has been long, we have picked ourselves up. We have fought our way back, and we know in our hearts that for the United States of America, the best is yet to come.
And Romney countered with, I got nothing. I just heard a victory speech. I don't know.
Yeah, by the way, guess what else won? Arithmetic.
Yeah.
We're going to have to check when it all, comes down, because we don't have Florida yet, but it's 303 to 202 electoral. That's pretty close to what Nate Silver was predicting, I believe. And this is what, I was telling this story about Fox News, but this is just what shows you what a partisan parallel universe this nation has become. I love this headline. Despite quibble by a Republican election guru, Ohio went for Obama. I mean, there's Karl Rove on Fox News, like, essentially holding up an entire election, and somebody on another network, I think, was saying, well, this is unusual. We have a guy that was behind the super PAC that gave millions to Mitt Romney saying that he hasn't lost yet. It's like, and so, I mean, it was really extraordinary. Yeah, this is the Reuters reporting. For a brief moment Tuesday evening, it appeared the U.S. the television networks might have called the race too early. Well, of course they didn't, but that's what Karl Rove is, injects just enough doubt or confusion so people go, oh... Despite quibbling on conservative network Fox News by Karl Rove, apparent hesitancy to accept defeat by Mitt Romney's camp. I mean, this is how this blew up in Mitt Romney's face on Benghazi, because he was listening to the lies on Fox News.
Right.
So, you know, in that second debate. But at any rate, so Mitt Romney's campaign is basically taking their marching orders from, oh, no, Karl Rove is saying, wait.
Yeah.
Even though Fox News, among all the other networks, has also already declared Ohio and the presidency for Barack Obama.
And that held up your bedtime by a good hour.
Oh, dear God. I was like, what is going on here? I'd already done my victory dance. After networks, including Fox itself, this was priceless, had called the state for Obama, Chris Wallace asked Rove if he believed Ohio's election had been decided. Rove said, no, I don't.
Okay, then. That settles
I think
that.
This is premature, he said. So this is the guy, again, behind Crossroads USA, which gave tens of millions of dollars to Mitt Romney.
Crossroads GPS.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. In the end, as we said, Obama didn't even need Ohio. He won. So, I mean, obviously, at some point. But it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And I enjoyed the skit. the Megyn Kelly skit with the roving camera and the whole thing was
which, no
hilarious.
Doubt, will be repeated on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, exactly. Chris in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are we doing today, Stephanie?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy clappy. Go ahead.
Oh, unbelievable. I couldn't even drink last night.
Really?
Wow.
That must have been bad.
Well, it was a little bit of depression, but forward-looking and a lot of hopefulness and, No, we couldn't have done this without a lot of your hard work. I mean, you guys putting the truth out there every day.
Aw, thank you, honey.
The hatred that these conservatives put out there, you know, they're exposed.
Well, that's what I always said. I was saying that yesterday. This is why I believe in many ways the president won is the right wing's narrative just doesn't match reality. No matter what you think of the president or any of his policies, for Mitt Romney to stand there and say, take your hateful, angry campaign, it's like, what? Does anyone really think the president's angry and hateful?
Yeah. A friend of mine who works in country radio, he's progressive himself, but he can't really let his politics be known.
No.
He said that he's getting so many hateful and racist things posted on his Facebook page that he's had to block a whole lot of people.
Yeah, if you think it was bad in the run-up to the election, oi.
Yeah,
oy.
I mean, it's sad.
Denise in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Denise. Hello? Denise?
Hey,
oh,
Stephanie,
there you are.
How you doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just had to tell you, I was like you, I fell asleep early. But I woke up in time to hear the beautiful words that our president was elected. But some told me to turn to Fox News.
Yeah,
and I thought I was watching a crack addict looking for his crack rock when I saw Karl Rove. Did you see him?
Yes.
His mouth was dry.
Yeah. He's a little twitchy.
Eyes were popped. He was like... had to get off camera for a moment and
probably
wow.
A wastebasket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Donald Trump, meanwhile, just like lost his. Just
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he's calling for revolution and marching in the streets? What?
Yeah.
Go ahead and march on Washington.
Yeah, go ahead.
Donald. Go
yeah.
for
yeah.
it. There's not a stiff breeze.
And then you get Romney after an hour and a half sitting, pouting, conferring, and commiserating, and he comes out like someone put a stick up as you know what, and he looked constipated. I felt like they needed to call a nurse out there.
After they had a Karl Rove-inspired tantrum
yeah.
for an hour and a half, somebody said, they're like, yeah, rich guys don't like it when they don't get the things they paid for.
I don't think there's room for another stick up Romney's, you know.
I'll tell you guys, they would do really good. Just Saturday Night Live, they take the night out, put Trump, Karl Rove, and Romney, they can do the show. They will turn it out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Jessica in Maine, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Mama. Yes, Hi. The official volunteer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Uh-huh.
After much, much driving around the boonies of northern Maine, making phone calls for various candidates, I can say Maine not all, we reelected the president.
Yep.
We sent two Democrats back to Congress.
Yep.
We flipped the seat away from the Republicans in the Senate, and yes, we did pass marriage equality.
Yep. Yay!
So, we're happy up here.
Hey, well, you know what?
You have every right to be.
Everybody, nicely done. Nicely done.
Well played.
Mama's proud. Well played, everybody. Sarah in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sarah.
Well, good morning, girl.
Good morning.
I'm so happy that you guys are, you turned me on to your morning show. And without you, you talked me off the cliff. I can't tell you how many times, but isn't it a day?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a feeling that I don't ever want to lose.
I know.
I'm proud to be an American.
Do you do that thing where you wake up and, well, I was hungover, but you wake up and go, I'm really happy. I forget why. Oh, I know. And then you bound out of bed.
It's Christmas.
Oh, by the way, people in the chat room are saying that this morning Fox News is still debating the results from Ohio. Voting irregularities, provisional ballots, all of that sort of thing.
Sure.
It's a Republican
nice
Secretary of State. The
right.
provisional ballots, if anything, they were designed to not count Democratic votes.
If they hired Husted to do, to do shenanigans up there, he did an awful job.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a Quisling. He's secretly working for us.
That's what we said yesterday, Tim. Like, wouldn't it be funny if their voter suppression backfired? And I think it did, and they suppressed their own vote.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Oops! Oh, no! Exploding electoral comedy cigar.
Yeah.
Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Steph. I now understand a Howard Dean scream.
Yeah.
The famous scream.
Yeah.
I just want to scream all morning.
Yep.
I was going to call and apologize for Michelle Bachmann, but then I realized I should probably call to give you a chance to thank us here in Minnesota for allowing you guys to continue to have jobs, because she'll be your one foil for sure.
Oh, we need one comedy binking. At least Marcus is feeling super this morning, right?
Thanks for asking.
Mm. I'm super! Thanks for asking.
Thank God there's one stylist that still has a job. All right, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on the sunshine.
myself, the recognition that we have common hopes and dreams won't end all the gridlock or solve all our problems or substitute for the painstaking work of building consensus and making the difficult compromises needed to move this country forward. But that common bond is where we must begin. Our economy is recovering. A decade of war is ending. A long campaign is now over.
Oh, hallelujah for that part. Woohoo! Happy election, everybody. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. And as Jackie was saying at the top of the hour, it's the year of the woman, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen. Senator Elizabeth Warren from the great state of Massachusetts.
For every family that has been chipped at, squeezed, and hammered, we're going to fight for a level playing field, and we're going to put people back to work.
Including a new hand model in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the senator phone can go back to hand modeling now.
Mm-hmm. He just got kicked in his pink pants. Senator.
Oh, tee-hee. Okay. All right, I was telling Jackie, too, at the top of the hour, this really was incredible, this whole drama playing out in right-wing world on Fox News. We were saying that when Karl Rove was trying to say, oh, no, he hasn't, after Fox News
right.
already declared Ohio in the presidency for Obama, the it was Cleveland, Columbus, Toledo, and Dayton were out. Those are Democratic strongholds. So I love this John, what's his name?
Husted.
He had this press conference. Did you see that he had this large screen that showed, there weren't that many votes separating Obama and Romney? But he emphasized most of the votes yet to come in were from urban areas.
Well, so they don't count.
Right, he said.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Yeah. He avoided saying specifically that those areas tend to vote Democratic because they're black.
Oh, my goodness, he's black.
He invited reporters to examine the results of past elections and draw your own conclusions about the
black people.
Blacks.
Black people. You know who I'm talking about. Do I have to say it? Do I have to spell it out?
Did he at any point just say, the voter suppression didn't work?
Damn it.
Good night, slam.
Backfired, big time.
You know why Obama won Ohio, Chris? Dave Swagger.
And
sorry, he's with
Ohio. He's with Ohio.
He's with Ohio.
He saved America last week.
Okay.
He works at Chrysler's Jeep plant in Toledo.
Yeah.
He said that his vote for Obama was prompted in part by a late controversial TV advertisement from the Romney campaign
mm-hmm.
claiming that Chrysler was shipping Jeep production to China. That was flatly denied by Chrysler, as it was a giant lie.
Yep.
He said, I didn't like that lie from Romney one bit. I voted for Obama because he saved my job. He saved the auto industry.
Yes.
Uh-huh. People in Ohio, not stupid. I told ya. Thank you, Dave Swagger. I told you. Okay. Let's dive into the right-wing world just because it's
ooh,
so much
it's
fun.
Fun.
Normally, this is kind of the vomitous part of the show.
Oh, try not to be smug. Oh, go ahead.
Smug away.
Okay, here's the moment. Karl Rove, Brett Baer, and Megyn Kelly on
yeah.
Fox News.
I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you should. We got to be careful about calling things when we have like 991 votes separating the two candidates mm. and a quarter of the vote yet to count. Even if they have made it on the basis of select precincts, I'd be very cautious about intruding in this process.
Well, folks,
thanks.
So maybe not so fast.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
That's
great to have you guys here.
That's awkward.
Wow.
That's awkward in that the chyron underneath me says, President yeah. Obama wins Ohio and the presidency.
Oops.
That was wow.
Oh. That's awkward.
Couple tumbleweeds.
Wow.
Oh, isn't that awkward?
Oh,
right.
God.
It almost makes it seem like we're some sort of partisan outfit of some kind. Oh, awkward. All right. Charles Crowder.
I think we got to be careful. Oh, crap.
Crap. Charles Krauthammer. Yeah.
I think the real story here
uh-huh.
is that Obama won, but he's got no mandate.
Really?
He
oh.
won by going very small, very negative.
What?
Really?
And we are left as a country exactly where we started, but a little bit worse
what?
Off.
What campaign was he watching?
Well, somebody's kind of a poor loser. Wow.
Well, judging from the look on Krauthammer's face, everything is negative
mandate,
to him.
303 electoral votes to 202. We haven't even counted some yet.
He
that smells mandatey to
he
me.
He doesn't have a mandate. He's just
It's phony.
That doesn't seem as small and negative. That seems like a rather large electoral.
It's worse now.
Obama didn't run a negative campaign. What?
Have we heard from Reince Priebus this morning?
Oh.
Reinhold Reince Priebus! I can't believe it. I think I'm going to barf.
I think he might be out of a job.
I bet you he's particularly whiny. Even at breakfast with Mrs. Priebus.
No.
I hate scrambled eggs.
Oh, I want pancakes.
Okay. Here's Sarah Palin, who is perplexed.
I just cannot believe, though, that the majority of Americans would believe that incurring more debt is good for economy, for our children's future, for job creators. I cannot believe that the majority of Americans would believe that it's okay not to follow the Constitution and not have a budget.
What?
And I can't believe that the majority of Americans would say it's okay to rely on foreign sources of energy instead of drilling and mining our own natural resources. So, it's a perplexing time for many of us right now.
Okay, well, you're perplexed by air.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, look out. The irrelevancy train is pulling up with Karl Rove. Go ahead, hop into the sidecar, won't you?
What happened? They're steeped in their own propaganda.
Woo-hoo. All aboard. Okay.
I don't have a train sound effect.
Oh, really?
I've never had a train sound effect. Why did you just ask for one?
I don't know. I just made it up like you had one. I just was thinking the irrelevancy train would be funny.
Play the Paramecia dancing the boogaloo.
Yeah. Come on! If you don't have it,
waving their flagella in the air like they just don't care.
You
irrelevancy just... motorcycle with a sidecar? Okay, I don't know. Something. Whatever you have. Just give me... Okay.
Let the record show that I mentioned...
There you go. Get in the sidecar.
It's more like a irrelevancy dirt bike.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. You have an irrelevancy ATV?
Did you see that I sent that picture to everybody yesterday? There's that especially doofy picture of Sarah Palin. And it says, think about it. John McCain had a choice between Mitt Romney and me, and he chose me. Think about it.
Oh.
People clearly did yesterday.
Last night, it looked like Sarah Palin had just come out of the tanning booth that was set on Crispy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, she was...
Yikes.
Yeah.
Tan mom.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, she was tan mom last night.
Okay.
Bless her heart.
Oh, bless her heart.
Didn't make her any more coherent.
No, not at all.
Megyn Kelly at Fox News.
There's been so much talk about a negative campaign that was run by President Obama.
Oh,
and if
Obama.
You look at the ad buys and the tone of the ads,
there's been talk
clear.
About it.
Really?
But
at Fox?
What does this mean for future elections? That we now have nothing but negativity?
You lost. Because
Does did tonight prove that that worked? You know, to try to be above board or classy, as you put it, it didn't pay dividends for Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney was above board
and classy?
Oh.
What
Obama with all the storm stuff.
Did she provide examples?
No.
Of...
I don't need to show you an example. Shut up.
Whoa.
I'm not defensive. You're the one who's defensive.
And just because I'll probably play it several more times today. Here is Dick Morris earlier this year on Hannity.
I believe that, and I've said this before, and everybody either gives a sigh of relief or a cynical laugh. There is no chance that Obama will get reelected.
None.
Zilch, none, zip,
zero.
Nada.
Yeah.
All right. And we're also, by the way, going to win 10 seats in the Senate.
We should play that every 10 minutes in perpetuity.
Oh. Hey, let me stop and wipe my eyes.
Are they still going to pay Dick Morris a paycheck for being wrong about everything?
Nate Silver's numbers were a little closer to yours.
Yeah.
To your zero, zilch chance. A little bit closer.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, it just dawned on me that the right doesn't have a Nate Silver type of person because Nate Silver is right and anybody else would be wrong.
Yeah, correct math is it's gay. It's gay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well. Yeah, did you see we missed that story in all the election hubbub that they didn't like the, nonpartisan, the tax study.
Yeah.
So Mitch McConnell just said to cancel that. Send it back. The one that says tax cuts don't create jobs. He was like, we don't like it. Just kill it. Whatever, I'll get to the details later. All right, let's finish with Mike Huckabee on the Fox News.
Typically, people of color vote Democratic anyway. So that's not all that unusual. It's rare for Republicans to get a significant portion of minority vote. It shouldn't be. I think Republicans have done a pathetic job of reaching out to people of color, something we've got to work on. And it's a group of people that, frankly, should be with us based on the real policy of conservatism. But Republicans have acted as if they can't get the vote, so they don't try. Mm. And the result is they don't get the vote.
Yeah, maybe because they're kind of a little bit racist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The policies of the Republican Party suck for black people? And other minorities?
And other people of color? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. All righty. Thank you, Right Wing World. Yay, that was really fun. I can't wait to listen to Sean Hannity, although he may be in prison.
Really?
Well, I don't know if you can go to prison for a misdemeanor like this, but...
No, he tweeted pictures
of... Do you know what they do to soft, bald, overweight Republicans in prison?
He's overweight.
He's not.
How do you know? That could be a wig.
Because I've run my fingers through it. It's not. It's
okay.
Real.
All right.
Okay.
He is overweight, though. I've
Sean
seen him.
Hannity, oh, please.
What?
He tweeted a picture of his... You've called him a tub of goo before on
well,
this show.
Well, he
That's...
is. I think it's all in his ass, though.
Oh, stop it. Don't pile on this morning. Okay. He tweeted a picture of his completed ballot,
yep.
Which I think is technically...
It's a misdemeanor in the state of New York. Oops. To tweet a completed... Or to take a photo and publish a... picture of completed ballot.
What a week we're having. Sean Hannity frog marched out of Fox News.
Although I did see a lot of people doing that on Facebook yesterday, and so it's probably best to check what your state laws are regarding that. Yeah, because it's different in every state.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who wants to share a cell with Sean? Yeah. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Happy post-election day on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Whether I earned your vote or not, I have listened to you. I have learned from you. And you've made me a better president.
Yahoo! Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. We got you back. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Teresa in Florida. Teresa, WTF with Florida. What's happening? Hello, Teresa. Hmm? Teresa. Oh, damn. Oh. All right.
Well,
all right. We still don't have Florida results yet. Jane in West Virginia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jane. Something's be going on with the phone system. Hello, Jane. Oh, this
I blame
is
Carl
not
Rove.
A good morning to not have phones. Okay, let's try.
We have phones earlier.
Ken in Adirondack. Let's go to you. Hi, Ken.
Crap beer Ken checking in.
Oh. There you go.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ken.
They're still going crazy on Fox News this morning. The storyline this morning is right track, wrong track. 52% say the country's still on the wrong track. Aww. How can that be? And that black man's still in the White House.
Right.
Well, here's the thought. Nobody's shared this. I just want to point it out. It's blindingly obvious to me. Right track, wrong track doesn't just call right wing nut jobs and have them, you know, chip in and say, get that guy out of the White House. There are a lot of folks like me, like you guys, who also think the country was on the wrong track when the teabaggers took over the House and started trying to repeal health care, attacking women.
Yeah, and Ken, can I just say, two of the nastiest pieces of work in Congress are gone, Joe Walsh and Alan West,
yeah.
And thank God for that.
Woot, woot.
Woot and double woot.
As the kids said 6 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
That's all I have to say is
okay.
You pass that along to the talking heads because right track, wrong track doesn't just mean get that guy out of the White House. It means stop the crazy train and unload those people.
Yes. Oh, by the way, a bitter party of one. Mitch McConnell, it's for you. Hello. Yesterday he said the voters have not endorsed the failures or excesses of the president's first term.
They kind of liked what he was doing.
They've simply given him more time to finish the job they asked him to do together with a balanced Congress.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the one you've been so helpful with, the way you've been so helpful and bipartisan all along? Oh, really? Whatever. Get back in your terrarium. Let's go to...
Well, he's just upset that he didn't get control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Michael in Sarasota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. How are you, my love?
Good morning. I'm fine.
I'm telling you, you and your merry band of elves have made my absolute life just a joy.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You know what, darling? The French. I have a story about your dad, but before we get to that.
What?
I have a great story about your dad. Hang on a moment.
Okay.
You know, the French may have given us that beautiful lady in New York Harbor with that gorgeous torch beaming across New York right now, hoping that it'll bring some kind of salvation to those folks. But you know what? There's a torch on the West Coast that is beaming across this country. And, darling, you're the reason why the president has been reelected.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Am I the torch on the West Coast?
You
thank
are.
Thank you.
Now the story about your dad.
Okay, thank you.
I worked for public television for 30 years in Buffalo.
Oh, wow. My hometown.
And I had the privilege of running camera, handheld camera, for your dad when he had the opportunity to come back from that zoo in Washington and talk to the folks of Western New York and Southern Ontario.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, we always got fired up when Big Wild Bill was coming back to Buffalo. Because that's what we called him, Wild Bill, because he was always good for a hilarious quote. And boy, was he on the money. And it's just a darn shame that he and Mr. Goldwater didn't have a chance to set this country right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Michael. That was very sweet of you. Thank you.
I'm telling you, sweetheart, keep up the good work,
thank
baby.
You
and your merry band of elves and
right.
You guys are just doing the job
thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I don't know if Goldwater would have.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if Goldwater would have set this country right.
No.
But I get his point.
He might have started World War III. With
my
the
dad was
of,
hilarious, though.
Okay.
And,
yes.
And a different kind of Republican
right.
than these
right.
whatever people are.
Exactly. Yeah.
My point. Okay.
Still, the Republican policies of back then weren't things I would necessarily agree
no.
with.
No.
Not necessarily.
Okay. But he worked with the other side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Which is something
yes.
we that is desperately
yes.
needed
I,
today.
I don't think he would recognize this government
right.
the way it exists now or the way it's
right.
not governing.
And I think people realize how much they miss the two sides working together when they saw Obama and Chris Christie working together so brilliantly right after Sandy hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at people have said that Goldwater would be too liberal today
right.
for this version of the Republican Party. I mean, you know.
He was a little too chummy with Curtis LeMay, for my liking, who wanted to start World War III.
I don't know who that is. All right.
Goldwater, you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mitt Romney last night.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. I wish all of them well, but particularly the president, the first lady, and their daughters.
His speech was very gracious. His,
it,
did
was,
you see his,
it was as gracious it were, as it needed to be.
His,
yeah.
A lot
and
of people were sort of
kind
heckling
of
his
it.
Speech. We're like, no!
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, stop listening to Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ann Romney, oh, she did not look happy.
Stop it. This is hard.
Stop it.
It's really hard now.
Eric. Now
stop
it's hard,
it.
Now it's even harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric in California.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you.
I, you know, 2004, remember the day of the election? I mean, I had this terrible pit in my stomach that night. I knew there was something wrong. I woke up the next morning. It was the first day I heard you, and I have been a loyal fan since. You guys are awesome.
Oh.
You guys are what you get all the credit for this election. Not
thank
all
you.
The credit, but I mean, people like you
thank
are a true hero.
I will take it. Thank you.
Polyester parasites at Fox News who knowingly lie to the American public. If they are the devil incarnate, you guys are heroes. You're
oh.
awesome.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And unfortunately,
well,
we don't
please.
Engage in hyperbole at all.
No,
yeah.
not at all.
Yeah, that was.
Wow.
I'll take a lot of credit
that was
for that.
Effusive.
Autobiolot, my idea, too. Take credit for that. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back with, oh, Senator, Congressman John Yarmuth.
Yes.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know who else has a great body?
Stephanie Miller.
In fact, Charlie calls her boobalicious.
Thank you.
Charlie Crist?
I really don't think it's Charlie Crist.
Minutes after the hour. Let me take a second to say, woot.
With your stories and your struggles, I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead.
Okay.
Carl Rove is saying, shut up.
That's a Kermit. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay. All right.
Moving your hands back and forth isn't a Kermit flail.
Although he did just call me Miss Miller, and I said thank you for finally giving me the respect to which I'm entitled for the person being solely responsible for the president's reelection. All right.
I think John Yarmuth had something to do with
I
it, too.
I think so, too, from the great state of Kentucky.
Segue much?
Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Well, and it is a good morning, is it not, sir?
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic morning. I've actually been watching you this morning. Actually, watching's probably not a the accurate term because my eyes haven't focused yet. It was a lot of bourbon last night.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm guessing Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah,
me too. You and me both. So, what? You know, where do we even start? I mean, it just, I as you know, I've been railing against all of these media storylines that they've been feeding us forever. Oh, there's enthusiasm gap. Oh, the youth aren't going to turn out. This is, right. Oh, it's so close. It's so close. And, I mean, look at what happened. What a great day to be an American, huh?
Well, it is. And, you know, talking about that, we had obviously Kentucky was not in play in the presidential election. But we had literally hundreds of people who went to Ohio to walk precincts and talk to voters in the Cincinnati area. And I think, you know, that makes a difference. But, you know, the enthusiasm and the amount of time and energy that so many of Kentuckians put into this race, even when they knew that Kentucky's electoral votes weren't in play. It was really inspiring. It was great. I mean, there's some bittersweet aspects to this. Ben Chandler lost in Kentucky, which I felt was unfortunate. And my good friend Betty Sutton in Ohio, northeastern Ohio, lost. But by and large, I mean, you just can't overestimate the significance of the way this country rejected attempts to purchase the government.
Well, yes.
That to me is the
right
story.
Despite Citizens United, Congressman, despite all these voter suppression efforts by all these Republican governors in so many states, I mean, that's what was really heartwarming, right? Is that I said this, it's going to create a backlash. You're going to make people want to vote even more. And look what happened, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's phenomenal. And, you know, the guys like Sheldon Adelson and the Koch brothers and, you know, even people like my good friend Steve Cohen had a guy who spent $2 million of his own money running and barely, I don't think he even got 25% of the vote in that district. And Linda McMahon,
I was just...
think that money's everything.
Right.
I'm just thrilled with the rejection of that whole concept.
Yeah, and money can't prop up bad candidates like Mitt Romney, like Linda McMahon. I said this as a woman, Congressman. We've talked about this. They really underestimate. They love to do that story. Oh, the gender gap's gone. I knew it wasn't going to. This was the year of the woman, was it not?
Well, certainly, and with Tammy Baldwin and Claire McCaskill, of course, and. The New Hampshire situation.
Tammy Duckworth, Elizabeth Warren.
Tammy, I had some conversations with Tammy. What a great person, a great American.
Yeah.
It's been an inspirational day.
Congressman, I have to say, I could not have been happier to see Joe Walsh and Alan West go. Some of these particularly virulent, nasty, in my estimation, obstructionist Republicans in your body. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and these are the flamethrowers, and you know that's people have asked me all the time. Where do you think the American people are? I said the American people are rejecting craziness.
Right.
They don't want wild people in their government. They want people who actually are dedicated to making government work, not just to basically sink the ship. And Alan West was one of those people. Joe Walsh is obviously a maniac, and. that's the big lesson that comes out of this.
You know, I don't know if you've heard anything, but, you know, we're hearing this morning there may even be a recount in the Michelle Bachmann race because that was it was so close.
Yeah, well, that's another even if she ends up being reelected, the fact that she made it by the skin of her teeth and you know, she's a prodigious fundraiser and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But people still don't want people who just want to burn the house down, and that's what she's one of those people. So, you know, I think the atmosphere is going to be better in the next Congress. I really do. That this kind of irrational
Obama hatred and is obviously has to disappear because there's no mileage to be gained anymore in that. So I think things will be better.
I love that my producer just told a sign up that says John Yarmuth won last night too. I'm like, no kidding.
Well, I mean, we just want to say congratulations on your win. You know,
of course he won. So, he's John Yarmuth.
Yeah, congratulations.
He's beloved.
Thank you. I had a very gratifying victory, and I think a very special relationship with my district, and obviously with the Stephanie Liberals.
Well.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I'll legally change my name.
That I can keep coming on for the next 2 years anyway.
There you go.
On your show.
Congressman, do you think that there is going to be any difference in how the House, obviously the Senate now has become even more Democratic, which is great, but are we going to have the same kind of obstructionism and gridlock, particularly with this fiscal cliff coming up?
Well, you know, I actually don't think we will. I've talked to enough Republicans over the last 6 months or so to get the feeling that they really are tired of the game that's being played, and, you know, some very, very nice, thoughtful freshmen, even though they vote crazy, but they're reasonable people at heart, and they say, you know, this isn't the best way to spend my life. They really do want to get something done, and they're getting heat from their constituents too, saying, you know, we may not like government all the time, but we need one, and we need one that works. So I think there really is going to be an effort to move things along, and obviously now that the president is holding all the cards in terms of leverage, then they all face the charge of irrationally blocking anything if they don't try to get along.
Well,
particularly with the Senate now, I agree that's a huge difference, the new complexion of the Senate.
Well, absolutely, and I think, boy, that was a pretty loud message last night, wasn't it, Congressman? And if the Republicans in Congress didn't hear that, I don't know when they will, right?
Absolutely, and you know my Senator Mitch McConnell, he's up for re-election in 2014. Mm. He's going to face a stiff challenge, and he's already being painted with that rightfully so, the obstructionist label. And if he doesn't, I think he's pragmatic enough to understand that if he's seen as the person who holds up everything, then he's going to risk being sent back to Kentucky.
That's right, Congressman Yarmuth. I mean, you know, he's the one that is so famously that came out and said his number one priority was to make sure the president doesn't get reelected. Okay, you lost. Now what's your number one priority?
Exactly, and that's the statement I made last night in my victory speech. But his number one priority right now, because I know Mitch very well, will be to get Mitch reelected. So
yep.
I think you're going to see a different person in that position.
Well, let's all hope for. You know, I thought that I was glad that Mitt Romney was so unequivocal last night. He said this election is over. The American people want us to stop partisan bickering and
stop it.
Yeah. Exactly. Aunt Romney wants us to stop it.
Stop it.
There's the giggle.
There it is. Congressman John Yarmuth, such a pleasure, and what a happy day. And we will talk to you as we roll along
the next
couple of years. Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you. Congratulations to all of
you. All right. Go sleep off that bourbon.
All right.
Love
I think Mitch McConnell's priority now is to swim back to the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, dear. We feel badly about the Skeeters of the world. Was this the Skeeter? I forget which one this was.
Skeeter Stock. Hip Hop Barbecue.
Yeah. Skeeter Stock didn't go so well.
I'm Skeeter, and I approve this message.
Thanks to your generous donations to Skeeter Pack.
I want to get our country back.
Obama Derangement Pictures presents the film of the year.
We're the laughing stock of the world right now.
Come see Skeeter Stock.
Bush was a very good president, and Obama isn't.
3 days of peace, love, and misinformation.
I see a lot of socialism in him. He hasn't been presidential, and he too much anger.
Skeeter Stock.
Barack Obama, a lot of the people who are voting for him is so they can continue to get their handouts, and that's not what America's about.
It's free Skeeter love.
I don't like the way he goes around apologizing for the United States.
Playing all your favorites.
Reverend Wright,
George Soros, Bill Ayers.
They got together for 3 days to exchange their ideas.
We just don't have the freedoms we used to.
I don't think he does like America.
I don't want to see our country go down the tubes.
And God is going to make sure Mr. Romney wins.
Skeeter Stock.
Well, he is a Muslim. His father was a Muslim. His father was a
an atheist and his father was a communist.
He's all three.
Paid for by Skeeterback.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain.
I can't even get the talking points right
now. No. He's apologizing to America.
Right.
Prepositions?
Rocky
anyone?
Mountain Mike says, thanks, Steph, for a wonderful election season. Gotta run. Someone's at the door to take my guns. Okay. Oh, he also, let's see. Oh, he also says, Mr. Mitch McConnell just announced Republicans must dedicate themselves to the goal of denying Barack Obama a third term.
Yes. Yeah.
So
okay,
get on,
then.
Get on that, Mitch.
I think he may be able to succeed there.
Okay, the president.
We are an American family, and we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, Jim. Aww. Jim gave a little yay.
Look at
you. Yay. Oh, that's a kid. Yay! Okay.
I bet she's not saying that.
Turned, now. Jim's happy clappy for a day.
Yeah,
right.
What's... are you going to go back to normal tomorrow?
Whatever.
45.
He went back to normal now.
I know. Yeah. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This hour, the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by British Police Uniforms LA.
British Police Uniforms LA salute our new Imperial Liege Lord and vow never to teach serfs to read. But didn't those Ohio voting machines work right?
50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Democracy in a nation of 300 million can be noisy and messy and complicated. We have our own opinions. Each of us has deeply held beliefs. And when we go through tough times, when we make big decisions as a country, it necessarily stirs passions, stirs up controversy. That won't change after tonight. And it shouldn't. These arguments we have are a mark of our liberty. And we can never forget that as we speak, people in distant nations are risking their lives right now just for a chance to argue about the issues that matter. The chance to cast their ballots like we did today.
Thank you. By the way, he's written a concession speech, too.
Yeah.
Just in case his speech reflected the realities of the rough road ahead. Mitt Romney.
Didn't bother.
You can kind of
didn't
tell.
Prepare for a...
Huh. It's kind of arrogant.
Yeah. A concession speech.
Who could have seen that coming?
See, the president prepared for the presidency. Any eventualities.
Sure.
The hurricane.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mitt Romney, yeah, did not prepare a... I think it did show. It was a little short.
Mm.
It was a little on the shortish side.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of the his supporters, you could tell, were not. It was not what they were hoping for, I think.
There was no hope.
No, it was very short.
The nation, as you know, is at a critical point. At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing. Our leaders
now?
Have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work.
Now?
And we look to Democrats and Republicans and government at all levels to put the people before the politics.
Now a warning about partisan
bickering. A warning?
Now we need to stop partisan bickering. Now?
Now a warning?
Okay.
And now I think I'm going to start drinking.
Gail in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hey, Gail.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say yay for New Mexico, our tiny little state.
Yay.
But if you look at the map, it's all red on the bottom except one little blue spot, but
yep.
Right up below Colorado, and
yep.
We did a great job, even though Susana Martinez is our governor, and every, you know, a lot of people thought that we were going to go red. We did the right thing, and we voted for Obama.
Yep, it's a big blue square on that map.
Yep. Love me some Santa Fe, love me some Albuquerque, you know.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is. We call it the best kept secret, even though I've only been here for a year and a half. Spent 10 years in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was tough, but
that was hard. Stop
yeah,
it. That was hard.
A lot of great people in Texas, though. I mean, we have San Antonio.
Yeah.
You know, Boone, Castro, and
Austin.
Everything. But
yeah.
Austin. It was still tough, though.
Yep, exactly. All right, honey. By the way, I was saying, got this email earlier from Human Rights Campaign. Landslide victory for LGBT equality up and down the ballot. Marriage wins at the ballot box for the first time. Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, and Washington State is not in yet, but looks very good.
Yeah, apparently it looked like it was in last night, but it's kind of close, and provisional ballots need to be counted and all that. So.
Yeah. Pro-marriage equality, president wins re-election. First openly gay senator, Tammy Baldwin.
Yep.
Woot.
Wow.
The great state of Wisconsin. Voters retain Iowa justice who decided for marriage.
Yep.
And LGBT voters, remember that was the other storyline? Oh, they're not that happy with the president. Enthusiasm. 77% of the LGBT vote, president.
Enthusiasms.
Obama.
Enthusiasms.
It turns out there were a lot of.
Enthusiasms.
Right?
Which means there are about 30% who voted for Romney?
I don't know. Carol in Pennsylvania. Self-haters.
Well.
Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Carol.
Today's a great day.
Yep.
On a serious note, I want to give a great big thank you and a huge cup of love to all those people in Ohio and Florida who stood in line for 6-8 hours.
Yep.
They were an inspiration.
Carol, I said this last night on the TV special on Current. I felt guilty. You know, it took me about 45 seconds to vote. You know,
me too.
I live in a nice area, and millions of voting machines. It took me literally in and out 45 seconds. I got this tweet from Ari Berman. In African-American voting precinct in Milwaukee, there's 300 people in line and one voting machine.
Wow. Well, all I can say is all of the people who have Republican governors, take this as a warning. The next time you have a gubernatorial election, think about who you're voting for. You vote for the Republican, you're going to be standing in line the next time. So,
yep.
A word to the wise and all that.
No,
but
and you're
yay.
Right. Yay! And a big God bless you and God bless America for those of you that didn't stand in line for so many hours. You know, a lot of places, inclement weather. I mean,
you shouldn't have to stand in line for that long.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really feel good. It was like 80 degrees yesterday. I'm like in and out in like less than a minute voting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
But all the attempted voter suppression just encouraged people to go out there.
Thank you.
And,
that's what I said yesterday, Jim. And then look, I mean, this guy in Ohio, remember we were nervous about this yesterday, the serious flaw with Ohio's plan to count provisional ballots. He thought of every way he possibly could to suppress the vote. These provisional ballots, I mean, this is what we said. You just got to turn out in big enough numbers that they can't steal it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tried to think of ways I never even thought of. First of all, they first said he had put the onus on voters instead of the poll workers, like it's supposed to be by law to fill out their form. I mean, there were all of these in the provisional ballots. Dennis Kucinich told us about this on the special yesterday.
Right.
He was nervous. He made us nervous.
He did. I wasn't nervous up until he spoke.
Yeah,
like, thanks, Dennis.
Blunk. Yeah. But God bless you, Ohio. Bless America. Oh, and then I was talking about this. Talk about, you know, we know a little something about this in the media, don't we? Ohio viewers hit by anti-Obama TV special on election eve. The Sinclair station that aired the Swift vote thing like it was news.
That's right.
They did an election special that they aired. It was supposed to be a side-by-side comparison. Of course, it was a completely partisan hack job against President Obama that aired as a news special on all these stations in Ohio that are owned by Sinclair Broadcast.
And it aired instead of the national news, instead of like ABC World News Now or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so they. Yeah, I know. And so this aired on stations all over Ohio. I love the fact that it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, the people are not stupid.
You don't really know Obama.
Turns out we do, Dinesh D'Souza.
Obama goes to the bank.
Maybe Diane Sawyer was drinking because she was preempted by these specials.
By the way, we got this tweet. This just in, Diane Sawyer declared Chardonnay last night's winner.
Yeah.
Oh, this is delightful.
I posted that Gawker's montage of Diane Sawyer's moments last night up on your Facebook page.
Anchors, you know, you do notice that, like, they're on. First of all, we've been doing this for months and months and months and that they're on the air for hours and hours and hours, so you don't know whether people are just loopy but something was up with Girlfriend last night. You know, people are just tired or they're getting a little giddy.
She mixed red wine with her dog's pain medication.
Yep. Perhaps.
If she listens to the show, she would know better.
Okay. 58. By the way, in my opinion, Chardonnay was the winner tonight, along with President
Obama.
Sure,
it was the winner in your house.
It was in my house every night. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you want to try.
Carl Epstein, shut up.
Woo!
Shut up. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, it does matter if you're Hispanic in that 75% of Latinos have voted for President Obama. Wow. Wow. All right.
I think 7 Latinos voted for Romney.
Yeah, I think so. All I know is we are the champions.
We are the champions,
Woot.
My friend.
Woot.
Wow.
I admit to Schadenfreude. Tune to Fox. Schadenfreude. Mm-hmm. Tune to Fox immediately. Can't wait for Rush Limbaugh. All right. Furthermore, I believe children are the future. There was a myth about the youth turnout. We had April in Illinois. Train your children, teach your children, whatever. Just want to share, I guess my 5-year-old daughter actually does listen to me this yesterday morning. She said, we want Barack Obama to win because he's a good president, not that other guy because he needs to time out. Why is that? I said, because he lies. Good girl.
Wow.
Good girl.
He needs to go sit on the silent step.
He's a lying sack of what? The silent step.
Yes.
Because
you
he's
a sack of crap.
Yay!
You are
wow.
a sack of crap.
Wow.
I am Stevie. He's sticky, messy. He's sack of wicked crap.
Wee! Okay.
I think Limbaugh's nursing a vodka and Oxycontin cocktail.
I just can't wait. I can't wait for the. Because he was still predicting. Well, I'm smart. I don't know, listen to Stephanie Cutter say, don't panic, but when I'm here, it's...
He was also saying there were some mysterious shenanigans going on.
Oh,
he was
sure.
trying to set up a, a Democrat
baby.
Stole the election kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was covering all his bases.
Yeah, he was trying to, like, you know, oh, Stephanie Cutter says don't panic because we already are the early voters, so the exit polls, the original, may be a little off. And then he was trying to sort of seed doubt about that. That
I have a list of 2,500 communists, my friends, in the State Department.
Mickey in South Dakota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mickey.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy to all of you. Say,
Obama all but
here.
Swept key swing states. It's the Chiron I'm looking at. Sorry. Just have to reiterate. Go ahead, Mickey. Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, I have a few things here. In South Dakota, we have a teabagger, Christine Noem. She won last night, which is a bummer.
Okay.
And I just want to say, too, trying to reach you is like the long lines in Florida and Ohio. But anyway, I have here, if Romney's got in his loser speech last night, he mentioned that they took their campaign to the field. So are they out cleaning up paper goods now? And
yes.
Also,
everyone take a lane and clean up the paper products.
Does Romney have he has binders full of women, so Roe must have binders full of arithmetic.
Yeah, except it wasn't the kind of math that works. Okay. By the way, speaking of lines,
fuzzy math.
Speaking of Florida, Alan West yesterday.
Yeah.
He said he saw nefarious actions.
Oh.
He said, I think you're starting to see some nefarious actions already coming from the other side because there's an incredible turnout. Of early voting.
Incredible turnout against
you're
you.
You're starting to see some shenanigans. Okay, then.
All right. Take care now.
Shenanigans.
Bye-bye, then.
Some malfeasance up in your brain.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Look, it's the John and Pam Show, everybody.
From Ohio, it's the John and Pam Show. It's the John and Pam, John and Pam, John and Pam Show.
Good morning, John and Pam Show.
Good morning from Ohio.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Thank you for that victory last night.
Thank you, Ohio.
Good morning, all my little babies in that radio station. How are you?
Hi, Pam.
Oh, honey, let me tell you. Last night, I told John, I said, if that stupid secretary of ours, if he doesn't shut his mouth, he had us so messed up down here. And then Karl Rove, I switched over on stupid fix old news, and I thought that man's head was going to pop like a pimple. You know what? They just cannot stand defeat.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something else, Steph.
Yes.
This Republican governor we got
mm-hmm.
here in Ohio, he better watch himself because he's next to be voted out of office.
Yeah. Well, he took a drubbing on that, what was it, five. What was the name of it, SB5?
Oh, yes. And I'm gonna tell you something else too. He did get on TV the other day and admitted, which I about fell out of my chair. He did admit that Romney did lie when he made that statement about the Jeep.
You know what, Pam? We were just reading a lot of voters in Ohio this morning mentioned that ad specifically, and that's exactly what I said. It is insulting to the people of Ohio. Mitt Romney thinks you're stupid that you're gonna believe this ad, about Jeep and Chrysler.
And Steph, that was a thing. I mean, I worked for GM, and when I heard that come out of his mouth, and I thought, you know what? I've taken all the lies I can out of you, buddy, but this is the last one.
And Pam, I think you're right about John Kasich, because again, I think the people in Ohio are not stupid. They know it's the president mm-hmm. that rescued the auto industry and made that tough call. And it is not John Kasich who keeps taking credit for the economy and jobs in Ohio. It is not him,
Well, and you know something, Stephanie, too. He could have got on TV and said, well, yeah, Mitt Romney, he did make a mistake and wasn't right when he made the comment about Jeep. I think he's trying to backtrack now to save his hind end. Well, there's enough people I know around here that are fed up with him.
Yep.
He has done everything possible in the state of Ohio to stifle it. And he didn't help get those jobs. He wanted to get our jobs back. He made such a big deal about, it was only 1 in 8 people that really got saved.
By the way, you know who else better look out is that Scott Walker.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Wisconsin. Oh. Wisconsin also went for President Obama. And, yes.
Oh, no. You can finish.
No, you first.
Oh, no. Kenny Pick in Cleveland sent something very prescient from Ann Romney that she said earlier in the campaign.
Oh, really? One thing I know about Mitt, he does not fail.
Oh, bless her heart. Okay.
Stop it.
the president last night.
I believe we can seize this future together. Because we are not as divided as our politics suggests. We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are, and forever will be, the United States of America. And together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our journey forward and remind the world just why it is that we live in the greatest nation on earth. Thank you, America.
Why is he so angry?
He's so blessed in the United States.
So angry and divisive.
Oh.
Why does he hate America? Why does he keep apologizing for America?
We got a hate letter.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I'm not sure if this was... this was before the...
Oh, before the big win last night.
Destry, somebody named Destry.
Really?
Yeah.
Destry rides again? Destry writes again.
Yay.
Ah. Already not happy yesterday. Obama, like you lying, it's misspelled.
Of course.
L-I-E-E-I-N-G.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Obama, like you lying bastards, capitalized, are going to burn in hell.
Did they give a reason?
No. That was it. That was the sum of his thoughts.
I wonder how much effort he put into that.
He's kind of shallow.
Yeah.
You people, you just, you...
No. President will remain in the White House and...
For 4 years.
Great. Okay. Okay, Sarah in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, how all the Republicans kept saying that they just pushed Obamacare through, that Americans didn't want it. Well, guess what? I think they do. Now, all those children that were born, with heart conditions, their parents they'll worry, but they won't have to worry so much on the financial aid part of it because these children will be They'll be covered.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think, Sarah, that's what we've been saying, that by the time these real benefits start to kick in, I think people will get it before the election, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, there were people yesterday saying, I have four kids under 25. They're on my insurance. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get what, you know, I mean, there are people literally were yesterday saying, this has saved my daughter's life. Yeah. This is saving my mother's life. It's, you know, you can't argue with the real results. Yeah. Let's go to Leland in Oklahoma. Hi, Leland. Right. Welcome.
Stephanie!
Yeah!
Whoa!
Oh, gosh, I'm calling you as one of the seven people here in Oklahoma who voted for Obama.
Good job.
The Republicans didn't lose last night. Let me tell you where they lost. Back in 08, they had Michael Steele as chairman, and he got them majority of the state legislators, majority of the governors, got them the House of Representatives, damn near got them the Senate, and then they fired him. And then they hired America's favorite mouthwash, and... You know, I think, who the hell is Reince Priebus? He needs to be fired, I guess, you know. And one last thing I need to say, before I get off there, before I got the phone. If you got an election loss last night, you didn't build that, you know. President Obama helped that happen.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Exactly. He did build that electoral landslide. Thanks for calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Marcus!
And the waving wheat, can sure smell wheat sweet.
Marcus!
Where the wind comes right behind the rain.
17 minutes after the hour.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Okay. 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
This is a time of great challenges for America, and I pray that the president will be successful in guiding our nation.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800.
Yeah, that sounded sincere.
He was as conciliatory as he
hadn't written
needed
this,
to be.
He didn't write a concession speech, and I think it showed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Although I thought it was gracious. It was you were like, oh, if you saw more of that guy, he might have done better.
It was just barely gracious enough to be gracious.
Right. GOP sees limited results in governor's races. Democrats fended off Republican challengers in Missouri, New Hampshire, West Virginia, Delaware, Vermont. Not a good night all in all for Republicans, including in Connecticut. Bob in Connecticut, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you and the gang there are the best thing on TV.
Aw, thank you.
You made my month.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I wanted to let you know it's snowing here in Connecticut. Wow. And I really feel bad for the people in Staten Island and New Jersey. I mean, they've been through so much, you know.
And you got another storm coming, don't you?
Yeah.
Nor'easter.
It's snowing now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's like a nor'easter, but I just hope it's not too bad, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Linda McMahon spent a lot of money again.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I heard last night that she spent $42 million this time for a Senate seat.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, she spent 50-something million.
Right. So she has spent $100 million
of her
own money.
It's the Meg Whitman rule we refer to out here in California. The more we see of her, the less we liked her.
Well, she's my son used to be into wrestling when he was younger, and I remember that her daughter married this wrestler called Triple H.
Yep.
Okay. Well, they deserve each other. Nice family, you know?
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Well, wrestler. I'm not sure how my mom would take that. Mom, Triple X. Okay.
Yeah. Although Triple H was...
H, pardon me.
Triple H became very, very rich thanks to...
Hubert Humphrey?
What?
Hubert right. Horatio Humphrey?
Hunter, who's arrested? Hunter Hearst Helmsley, I think.
Oh, okay.
David Plouffe rocks the free world, as does David Axelrod and Stephanie Cutter.
Yeah.
He had said yesterday, I mean, this is the thing, they really were just railing against math. Whether it was Nate Silver or Karl Rove last night on Fox mm-hmm. News, he had said yesterday, in order for Mitt Romney to win Pennsylvania tonight, he's going to have to win 66% of the independent vote. That's not going to happen in Pennsylvania. It's not going to happen anywhere. And he said the reason they're in Pennsylvania is because they're not confident in their prospects in Ohio. They're throwing spaghetti at the wall to see if it'll stick. You know, and he ended up being exactly right. Yep. And by the way, how about that Pennsylvania voting machine? They were trying their darndest to win Pennsylvania for Mitt Romney, as that one Republican said, between the voter ID thing that went down in the courts. Literally, if you saw the YouTube video, terrifying. Mm-hmm. It kept trying to select Obama, and it kept flipping to Romney.
Forgot that people have phones with cameras in them.
Yeah.
And they could send
And the guy happened to be a software developer. So he was, like, trying to troubleshoot it, and he said, no, all the other buttons worked fine. It was just the Obama button, mm-hmm. which is so weird. But, you know, we were watching you. And by the way, Fox News, they were covering that one guy that was one Black Panther. They were all over that.
Yeah, they were.
Outside of Philadelphia, a polling place, there was one. Seriously, they were running footage of one black guy.
They were so desperate yesterday.
78 with arthritis. And
yeah, they kicked off their coverage of the new Black Panther Party at 8 a.m. with an interview with the Get Out the Vets, Ben Brink, talking about how Navy SEALs and other veterans will fight back against voter intimidation from the new Black Panther Party.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Really? Was that widespread? Sure, I bet it was. Mm-hmm. By the way, McCain strategist Steve Schmidt, he actually admitted yesterday that voter fraud does not really exist. Thank you. He admitted it does not exist in the U.S. and claimed GOP-backed voter ID laws are based on mythology.
Yeah.
He said, I think all this stuff that has transpired over the last 2 years in search of a solution to a problem, voting fraud, that really doesn't exist when you look deeply at the question. It's part of the mythology now in the Republican Party that there's widespread voter fraud. Well, that's what happens when you're out of ideas and out of good candidates. And
so you just have to lie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Scott in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mama and the Papas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Love your show. We're feeling good up here in Washington. We got pot, gay marriage, and a Democratic governor.
Woot.
So, come up on Visit Us anytime.
Yeah. I have, but all right, go ahead.
Yeah, we got world-class wine as well. I want to make a comment on the idea that Republicans are saying Obama doesn't have a mandate. He crushed McCain in 2008, and apparently he didn't have a mandate then.
Well, because he's black.
And now that he's...
Right, and this is an electoral landslide, Scott, for sure. I mean, it looks like Florida is going his way as well, and we're already at, 303 to 203?
Something. What do you need, you know?
Yeah.
And he's going to win the popular vote. But, you know, that's the thing is, I recall George Bush saying in 2004, after he won a second term, they asked if he had a mandate. He said, well, my second election is my mandate.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, right. Former and future, Alan Grayson, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a stand-up dame and fall-down drunk.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to do it 34 minutes after the hour. Jody writes, it's Christmas morning. Steph, I don't know what's making me happier. The fact that Obama has 4 more years, Alan West, Murdoch, Walsh, Aiken lost, Alan Grayson is back, marriage equality passing, Dick Morris is wrong for the gazillionth time, Fox News losing their... or watching you revel in every moment like a giddy schoolgirl. 4 more years, 4 more... Whee! I'm giddy about one part of that, too. One of those, I'm always right. What do I say?
You're always right.
Former and future.
Yeah. You're always right, Miss Miller.
And now it's time for Congressman Alan Grayson and your chance to...
Yeah, you said, should I change that?
Grayson.
No. Hi. Hello, good morning, former and future.
Good morning. No, that doesn't work anymore.
I know.
Come with something else.
Congressman-elect favorite. Alan Grayson.
Yee-hoo.
No, I like favorite or funny or furry. How about furry?
I heard that they introduced you at your victory party last night as former and future.
They did. That's right. It stuck. That's why I won. You banged it in people's heads for 2 years straight.
Wow, you didn't just win, my friend. I mean, wow!
You know, we looked it up. It actually, I'm not kidding, it is the largest, biggest comeback by any member of the House of Representatives in history.
Yay. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yay.
43-point swing in 24 months.
Listen, I knew from the couple of Sexy Liberal shows when you just walked, you're the only man I've ever seen get a standing ovation for walking and sitting. Just when you walked into the theater and sat down.
The way you do it, Stephanie. It's the way you do it.
I didn't even introduce you yet. They just noticed you were there, that's all.
And you're not even hoarse this morning.
I'm on an adrenaline buzz.
Okay,
there's no other way to describe it. It's wonderful, and so many people helped. You know, almost 100,000 people ended up contributing to the campaign.
Mm-hmm. To Congressman with Guts, yeah.
CongressmanWithGuts.com. Yeah. Almost 100,000 people.
Wow. Where do we even start? I mean, what a great night. I mean, what were your, I don't even know where to start, like what your favorite parts were.
Well, we won a lot of races that really we wanted to win and we needed to win. I'm very happy that Elizabeth Warren is going to be in the Senate.
Yes. Oh, man. That's what I've been saying, right, for 4 years. Give me some Elizabeth Warrens, give me some Alan Graysons back in the Congress to work with the president. Because, I mean, are you more confident? I mean, obviously you're still stuck with this Republican House, but the Senate, obviously more Democratic. Are you more hopeful going back into Congress this time?
Well, you know, we did pick up some seats in the House, and Alan West is gone.
Thank you. Florida alone.
Which poses a quandary for the Republicans, because many of them are in favor of torture, but he's the only one who's actually done it.
But that, I mean, again, just that result in Florida alone, Alan West gone, Alan Grayson in, and it looks like Florida is going to go for Obama, right? They're still counting, but it's certainly looking that Florida will be in his column, yeah?
Well, if that's the way it stays, if a Democrat wins Florida in future presidential elections, it's all over. You know, you can't win with Utah, Wyoming, and North Dakota alone. That just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
So if Florida stays blue, and it's trending blue more and more every year, then the Democrats will have a lock on the presidency for many years to come.
What do you think, Congressman, the issues in Florida in particular?
Oh, say that again. Say that again. I like
Congressman.
That
Congressman Grayson.
Wow.
This is getting a little weird.
Florida goes for booze and dope, apparently.
I'm not sure who that turned
there
on more.
You know, that really nice spot.
I don't know if that turned you or me on more, but anyway, Congressman Grayson. What do you think the issues that resonated in Florida were?
Because my God. Look, my opponent wanted to raise the retirement age to 72. If every Democrat in the country had pointed out that the Ryan budget explicitly raises the retirement age to 68, we'd have 400 congressmen and we'd have 80 senators. Nobody wants to do that except for crazy right-wing Republicans. That's it. So we should have run universally against the Ryan budget, and it looks like we'll have a chance to do that again in 2 years because they're still in. But, you know, it's closer. They're actually quite fractured at this point. I think there were 8 times when a major bill would not have passed the House except for the fact that Democrats said, oh, all right, we'll give you some votes.
Right.
And that's going to be more common because I think they lost something like 8 or 10 seats. I haven't seen the final results.
Right. Well, I mean, I do think it's interesting. You know, you hear all the media storylines like I do that, you know, they sometimes, you know, toss you and Elizabeth Warren in with like, oh, it's the left-wing fringe of the Democratic Party. Well, what does that say last night? That you both won and their, excuse me, right-wing fringe like Joe Walsh and Alan West are gone. What does that
say
about what's fringe?
Really,
go ahead.
It's puzzling to me at this point. I go around and I talk to people about full employment, two words that you don't hear enough from Democrats or Republicans. I talk to them about health care for all. I talk to them about jobs with pensions, with health coverage, with paid sick leave, with paid vacations, and the media acts like I'm someone from Mars.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you have people who are obsessed with rape. I don't know exactly why. I'm not sure. But it seems to come up over and over again among right-wingers, that subject. And somehow we're treated as morally equivalent. It's a false equivalency. It always is. We're trying to do good things for people. We're trying to do the greatest good for the greatest number. And those other folks, they're off in cloud cuckoo land.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think what scares them is you speak too much truth and you speak it too plainly. And
this business about Grayson and West, I mean, leaving aside the fact that I won by 25 and he lost, just leaving that aside,
right.
Look, what did I do before I was in Congress? I prosecuted war profiteers in Iraq. What did he do? He tortured Iraqi police officers.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what he did. That's why he was drummed out of the military by court-martial.
Yep. Wow.
You tell me how those two things are somehow morally equivalent.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, how do you think things are going to work? Obviously, the Senate, that's a big deal. It's more Democratic than it was.
Well, we needed it. I mean,
we
went through torture when everything came down to two or three votes over there. There's some pretty weak Democrats in the Senate. So we needed every vote we could get, and it gives us the possibility in the next cycle of getting back to 60 again.
Yeah, I mean, how does Boehner deal with his Tea Party caucus now? What does he do? I mean, first of all, some of them are gone. Michelle Bachmann may be up for a recount.
She was
so
definitely
close.
Weakened.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that, that caucus is completely fractured. It's fractured between the people who have some remaining grasp of reality and those who don't. He could not deliver the Tea Party caucus over and over and over again, and he's not going to be able to do it now. And the country is unfortunately going to be facing one crisis after another because of that. Because there's really three parties right now in the House of Representatives. There's the Democrats, the sane Republicans, sort of semi-sane Republicans, and the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And you can't get to 218with those three groups.
Well, and we were saying that, Mitch McConnell, of course, on record is saying his number one priority is to deny the president a second term. It's like, okay, lost that one. Now what? I mean, it seems to me like whether it's last night on Fox News, they're just fighting a war against math, right, against arithmetic. I was doing this story earlier. You've heard about this. The Congressional Research Service withdrew that economic report that found no correlation between top tax rates and economic growth, a central tenet of conservative economic theory, after Senate Republicans, they just withdrew the report. They're like, we don't like that conclusion, so we're not going to pay any attention to it, right?
Well, it's not just that. It's that they have no solutions for people's problems. It's still true. Here it is. It's 4 years later. It's still true that the Republican health care plan is don't get sick.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And this same, by the way, the same organization, as you know, they're the ones that said Mitt Romney's proposal was not mathematically possible. And they just, this is the thing, we can't really argue over math anymore, right? The president has won an electoral landslide. He has won a mandate. And there are certain, and you're going to be dealing with the fiscal cliff first up. How does that go?
Well, I'll tell you this. We can't possibly make any progress if they cling to this idea that they've had for 30 years that by cutting taxes you raise revenue. It's like something out of Alice in Wonderland, believing six impossible things before breakfast.
Yes.
You can't make any progress that way. They're going to have to be talked down.
Yep.
They're going to have to be talked down. They're going to have to come down, and they're going to have to join the rest of us on planet Earth.
There you go. There you go. former and future and present Congressman Alan Grayson. Congratulations, honey. So proud of you. Very
Thank
excited.
You. Thank you very much.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon.
Yes.
There
bye.
He goes. Off to Congress. Whee!
Florida just got a lot saner.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Steve from Florida. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm suffering from, political hangovers, so I took a day off. But I have a lot of friends down here who are Republicans, and we are barraged with all these negative ads,
Right.
But with the social media today, you were able to go and research everything and find out they're full of crap. And I really seriously believe that a lot of these people down here who are ate up with that Republican stuff or right-wing craziness, I think they'd vote for Alfred E. Newman, to be honest with you.
Well, they did in 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was, because we kept saying, right, forever, how could this be so close?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He, to me, was one of the most pathetic candidates we've ever seen. He was like running against air. He stands for nothing. Nobody even still knew who he was. All right. Eric in Maryland. Hi, Eric. Hello. Eric? Oh, Eric.
Boy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for what you've done for everybody, and thank God for that Barack Obama became president. And I want to tell conservatives and Republicans that it was something that God intended.
Yeah, must have been what God intended.
There you go.
Exactly. There was no way to shut down that whole electoral process.
No, not at all.
Voter suppression aside. By the way, we were a lot of people, Maryland, a lot of places talking about marriage equality and gay rights. It was just, it was a really inspiring day. Everyone got to come along this time on this. But I had mentioned this yesterday. But this is sort of extraordinary. Last Thursday, in the midst of the election, Barack Obama took time to respond to this 10-year-old girl.
Oh,
did you see this? Sophia penned a thoughtful letter to the president, which she discussed her support of Obama, but also being bullied for having two gay dads. So this is from the president last Thursday. Dear Sophia, thank you for writing me such a thoughtful letter about your family. Reading it made me proud to be your president, even more hopeful about the future of our nation. In America, no two families look the same. We celebrate this diversity, and we recognize that whether you have two dads or one mom, what matters above all is the love we show one another. You are very fortunate to have two parents who care deeply for you. They're lucky to have such an exceptional daughter in you. Our differences unite us. You and I are blessed to live in a country where we're born equal, no matter what we look like on the outside, where we grow up, or who our parents are. A good rule is to treat others the way you hope they will treat you. Remind your friends at school about this rule if they say something that hurts your feelings. Thanks again for taking the time to write me. I'm honored to have your support and inspired by your compassion. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to dinner, but I'll be sure to tell Sasha and Malia you said hello.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Can you imagine Mitt Romney writing a letter?
Oh, that? God, no.
Oh, most tweeted picture ever, right? The picture of him hugging Michelle, and it just said 4 more years. And then there was that gorgeous picture of, you know, he with his whole family last night. I'm tearing up. All right. I wasn't going to make it through the whole show without crying. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
One 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800 STEP 12. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. Access your entire work computer from your smartphone or tablet, like I do with the GoToMyPC mobile apps. They're amazing. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button under the promo code Stephanie. Love letter. Mike in L.A., a lot of the credit goes to you. Oh, thank you. I'll take all of it this morning. Thank you. You mean a multimillionaire who dodged the draft in a war he advocated and keeps his money in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands, refuses to release his tax returns, insults half the population, trips his daughter-in-law so he won't lose a foot race to a girl, lies nakedly about everything, can't buy a national election? Apparently not, if the facts are made known by guys like you. Every time a reactionary loses, an angel gets its wings.
Oh.
This morning, the heavenly chorus is Fortissimo. Mike in L.A. Oh, poor Mittens losing his election. Oh dear.
Yeah.
Mittens last night.
That's Mitt the flip-flopper. That's Mitt in the spotlight. Losing his election. Trying to keep Ohio too. And he knows now that he can't do it.
No, can't do it.
Spend too much and like more than enough. I thought that I heard him laughing at 47%. I think I thought I saw Mitch try.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, yeah, I was reading a lot of these editorials, and I think what happened in Ohio was exactly what Columbus Dispatch said, you know, in their endorsement of Obama. Obama helped when car makers needed it, period. They did not buy this lying ad that Romney put out at the last minute. But they made a lot of good points. Romney was trying to please a Republican fringe that demonizes unionized workers, and he had support from Southern lawmakers, figuring Detroit's collapse would mean less competition for the foreign-owned companies making cars in their region. President Obama spent those grim days winning government guarantees for automakers over fierce Republican resistance. Consumers were cowering under their beds. It was government help or disaster. Auto industry analysts predicted that even solvent Ford could not have endured the collapsing chain of suppliers that would have undoubtedly followed an unsupported GM bankruptcy. But Romney lectured the car companies to get private financing at a time when private lending had virtually dried up. Uh-huh. Yada, yada, yada. It seems at times some people won't rest until America's blue-collar workers are turned into serfs. When it came time to save the U.S. carmakers, Romney was no Superman. He was a super panderer willing to sell out America's industrial heartland for a few right-wing votes. They got it.
Republicans
got
hate
it.
America.
They got it. That's in Ohio. All right. Mittens, last night.
This election is over, but our principles endure. I believe that the principles upon which this nation was founded are the only sure guide to a resurgent economy and renewed greatness.
Yeah.
Greed, self-aggrandizement.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally this.
Like so many of you, Paul and I have left everything on the field. We have given our all to this campaign. I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction. The nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation. Thank you, and God bless America. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Did you hear the one person yell, no?
No!
Yeah.
Yes.
The election is over.
No!
Speaking of...
And now let the blame game begin, right?
There are reports that he charged all of the reporters who were there covering the event an admission fee to enter his victory event.
It was going
to
be a cash bar. I think he knew that he wasn't going to... Sorry, I'm not paying for drinks.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And I know Chris Christie voted for Obama. I'm just telling you, I know he did. He was calling reports that he snubbed Mitt Romney when he requested that he appear with him at a rally in Pennsylvania. Completely untrue. He blamed know-nothing Romney staffers who he characterized as disgruntled due to his embrace of President Obama in the wake of hurricane. Oh, dear. And Donald Trump losing his yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We got to march on Washington and take his country back.
Yeah, revolution.
It's a revolution. Who's with me?
Nobody. Oh, this will make him even more popular. Is Donald Trump filling up his apprentice vans while there's a gas shortage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
A tipster said a certain blonde-haired blow-dried who has an obsession with our current president is using Yonkers gas to fill up a number of his passenger vans for his reality show. All normal people.
Priorities.
Okay, tick-tock, tick-tock. Rush Limbaugh starts in a few minutes.
Oh, boy.
And did you hear this? John Cusack is developing a film about Rush Limbaugh where he will play him.
That's
a lot of flabbercasting.
Well, it's going to be directed by Betty Thomas, who directed Private Parts. You know,
a lot of flubbercast is all I'm saying.
Yeah. The Howard Stern movie, so she knows
that
her radio movies.
That same suit that Goldie Hawn wore in Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Annette in L.A. Hey, Annette, welcome.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Jim, this is for you.
Oh.
Yesterday, I was afraid that they were going to steal Ohio like they did 8 years ago. And I'm convinced that they thought they bought it. And that's why Karl Rove lost it last night. And that's why Romney wouldn't concede. And on Sunday night, Josh Marshall posted on Talking Points Memo that someone he knows was at some gathering of all these Wall Street bigwigs. And they were convinced that Romney was going to win because he had Ohio in the bag, even though there was no polling data to support that.
Yeah, look, he thought he was going to be able to pull off what he pulled off in 2004 in Ohio. Wow. And then real quick, Charlene from Wisconsin, say it with me. Senator Tammy Baldwin, right?
Tammy Baldwin, you betcha revenge is a dish that serves cold, you know.
Happy post-election, everybody. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.